Harris's running mate. Harris announced Waltz as her vice presidential pick earlier Tuesday and said he has delivered for working families. The two will appear together in Philadelphia at an evening rally. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for an interim government and new elections a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Student protesters had threatened more demonstrations if parliament was not dissolved. The decision to dissolve parliament was taken following meetings with the heads of armed forces, leaders of political parties, student leaders, and some civil society representatives, the presidential statement said. The group also demanded Nobel Peace Laureate Muhammad Yunus be the interim government's chief advisor. A spokesperson for Yunus said he had agreed. The student leaders also said they had received reports of attacks on minority groups, including Hindu temples in the Muslim-majority country. They urged restraint, saying this could undermine their movement.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Following Venezuela's disputed presidential election 9 days ago, officials from Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico have been in contact with representatives of both President Nicolas Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez to seek a solution to the country's political crisis. A senior Mexican official who has been part of the discussions told the Associated Press that the three nations, whose current leftist presidents are Maduro allies, are holding conversations with both sides. But the officials declined to characterize those talks as formal mediation. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel has conducted a systematic policy of prisoner abuse and torture since the start of the war in Gaza, subjecting Palestinian detainees to acts ranging from arbitrary violence to sexual abuse, according to a report released Monday. Zachary Goldman reports from Reuters.
Sarit Michaeli is a spokesperson for B'Tselem, which issued the report.
So the people we interviewed for the report have actually been released recently. So clearly Israel does not accuse them of anything, yet they still experience the same kind of systemic abuse and torture that all Palestinian prisoners experience now throughout all of Israel's detention system.
A spokesperson for the Israel Prison Service said that all prisoners were treated according to the law and all basic rights were fully applied by professionally trained guards. The Israeli military, which runs some detention facilities where Palestinian prisoners have been held, said that it operated according to the rule of law and any specific claims of abuse were investigated.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. A potential presidential candidate in Tunisia has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. It's another setback to the country's fledgling opposition challenging President Kais Saied as he seeks a new term in October's election. Lawyer Abir Moussi was arrested last year after criticizing the electoral process and investigated under a controversial cybercrime decree outlawing fake news. The sentence is the latest in a growing crackdown that observers have said is politically motivated against Saied's critics, regardless of political affiliation. The president faces little challenge in the election with leading opposition figures in prison. Ultra-Orthodox Israelis rally at a military base and scuffle with police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some ultra-Orthodox Israelis have protested at a military recruitment base in Tel HaShomer against a national order to enlist in the military. Protesters jump barriers and break a fence to storm a base, marking yet another protest against their impending enlistment. In a user-generated content video supplied by Yehoyada Yada Ben Zion, some scuffle with police on horseback as officers try to corral them from the base. It's the latest demonstration against a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military service. Under long-standing political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The National Transportation Safety Board are holding a two-day hearing into the blowout of a panel from the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. The Safety Board's hearing began Tuesday in Washington, D.C. It will hear from witnesses, including its own investigators, who have been looking into the January 5th accident that occurred during an Alaskan Airlines flight. The board is calling it a fact-finding hearing. The NTSB will not vote on a probable cause for the accident. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.